This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1536. Special delivery, 4 English idioms to up your level.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Are you getting deliveries more often now? In today's episode, get 4 fun ways to use the word deliver in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm feeling good. How are you? I'm so excited about the Android app coming out really soon. You know, we are aiming for this week is our goal for the Android app to be out so our listeners can finally get the transcripts right inside the app as they listen to the show.
Yes, 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 absolutely. I am really excited about that, too, because I know it's like we always get our listeners saying, oh, when is the Android app coming? And it's so it feels so good to be like, OK, here we go. Here it is. Like, we're going to do it. Yeah,
I know. It only took 2 years, but finally we have it, guys. And it is awesome. The iOS users are loving it. And now you guys finally have the chance to become premium members in the Android app. So get on the list first. So you make sure you get a exclusive email from me when it's ready. So go to allearsenglish.com/Android. We're also going to be notifying this list for beta testers. So if you want to be on the inside of All Ears English and become a beta tester with us, what a cool opportunity. Get on that list too. allearsenglish.com/Android.
Love it. Okay. Yes. So, wow. Today we are going to be talking about idioms and terms with the word delivery because so much depends on getting things delivered, especially nowadays, right, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh. That's pretty much the only way a lot of us are shopping nowadays. Yeah. Amazon is taking over the world. That's another topic for another day, I suppose.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, yeah, like Lindsay, I mean, how much stuff do you get sent to you?
I get a lot of stuff. I don't love to shop, but I end up getting stuff. I guess in our house, like between me and everyone else in the household, I suppose most days there's a delivery, maybe three times a week, 4 times a week. It's often. It's pretty often.
Yeah. 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 I would say I feel like I've almost become so conditioned to just getting stuff by delivery that it's all. Do you almost feel like a little sad on the days when you don't get it?
I'm not there. Thank goodness. I'm not there. but I would say that my dog gets the most deliveries.
No, that's cute. No, and my son gets the most deliveries. It's always like, there's just everything at your fingertips at any time. So like, I mean, you get things on Amazon a lot, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. It seems like everything's on there now. But I don't get my groceries delivered. I still am going to the grocery store once a week, just trying to, you know, I should be doubling up on the mask, honestly. But I'm just, just going there with my mask on, ready for battle, going in and just try to do a big trip and just risk
You're
it.
You're a warrior.
I'm a warrior. Are you getting your groceries delivered these days?
Yeah, I get them delivered. It's just, it's too much like with the baby and I can't really get him to wear the mask too well, so I can't really. And then, you know, Dan, it's just, you know, it's a mixture of time and then just, you know, pandemic.
No, that makes sense. I think it's brilliant to have why wouldn't you have your groceries delivered, right? I mean, geez, what a pain going to the grocery store.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I live very close to a grocery store. And one of the great things about moving to where I moved to is that I live so close to a grocery store, and now I don't go.
Yeah, well, everything's changed.
You know, so hopefully exactly. This summer things will be different. But yeah, so delivery, so groceries, Amazon deliveries, what else?
Well, I mean, in the U.S., Lindsay, I mean, we had mail-in ballots for the election.
Oh, yeah. It was really the first time. I mean, there always had been absentee ballots, but it was really the first time that a large percentage, a portion of the electorate did vote by mail. Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, exactly. So there was a whole lot of stuff about the post office at that time and beyond. And yeah, so another thing. And then obviously food delivery. I mean, when the pandemic was first starting, we didn't even get we didn't even order in from a restaurant because we were too scared. We didn't know how things were transferred. I mean, what about you, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's true. No, for a while we weren't getting takeout, but now we like to support local businesses as much as we can. Yeah. So we'll try to actually go to the restaurant and pick stuff up if possible, instead of going through the delivery apps. You know what I mean? Just because they take so much of a cut from the restaurant, and I feel so bad.
Yeah, I know. We try and do that as much as we can as well. Or sometimes, like, you know, or I'll just call the restaurant directly sometimes instead of going. But sometimes I get lazy and I just, to be honest. But I try. So, yeah, that's a little bit about our experience with this. So let's talk about some idioms that are related to delivery. Idioms, expressions, words. So
yes.
What's the first one, Lindsay?
All right, so a special delivery, right? Yeah. Special, this kind of has, this kind of makes me think of the 1950s a little bit, this term. Special delivery, right? Yeah. I don't know why. How is this used?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, it's an important delivery. I also hear it when a baby is born. Do you ever hear that? Like, special delivery.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like everything's a special delivery because... And also, you know, you pay more to get delivery at important days or important times. So that might be a special delivery. So let's say like you spent a lot of money, like you might say like, oh, this is special delivery. I got it special delivery, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like rush delivery or that. I mean, another episode, we could go into those technical terms at the post office, right? I need to overnight this, right? To overnight something. Yeah.
That's good. Okay. That's a good one. I like it. So yeah. So, all right. So here's an example. You could say, wow, I just found out you have a special delivery downstairs. You have to go see it, right?
Yeah. Or I heard your special delivery came. Congrats. What is her name? Right. So that's cute. Right. So you're saying, oh, you had a baby. I heard your baby arrived. What's your baby's name? So guys, this is important for our listeners to know, right? Because if someone says that to you and you've just had a baby, you don't want to say, I didn't get any packages today.
Exactly.
I was at the hospital. I didn't get any packages. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So this one is even though it can be a little old fashioned sounding, it's important to know. Exactly. Right. I love it. So the next one is to deliver on something.
Yes. Yeah. Right? This is
so
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to do what needs to be done or what you have to do. Lindsay, do you say this?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. To deliver on something, it means that, you know, you can get it done. And this is very valued in the business world, right? In the working world, you can pitch yourself in a job interview and say, I can deliver on this. I can get this done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can take care of these things. Right.
Exactly. I mean, this is actually makes me think about our app, right? So it's almost like, oh, like our, you know, listeners asked, we are delivering on our, you know, on our promise or, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. We've gotten it done and now it's going to be ready for you guys very soon. So here's a quote. Here's an example. It's important to deliver on your promise to help her with her job interview. So maybe in this case, you promised your friend or colleague that you'd help them prepare. Okay. And now you have to actually fulfill that promise and be there and do what you say you're going to do. Integrity. That's the key to trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And then the next one is just to deliver, right? It's just pretty much the same thing, but it doesn't necessarily have to be delivered on something, right? So it just means like I did a good job. And for some reason, I didn't write something here. But, you know, you could basically say like, oh, did you see her presentation? Yeah, she really delivered.
Oh, yeah. I like that. It sounds very native and natural, guys. So use that instead of saying she did a good job. Right. Don't say that. It's boring. Say something interesting. OK, to have that connection with your colleagues. OK, so good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exactly. And then we have one more, and this is also in a song. And again, who knows if it came from the song or if it came right. from this, but what is it, yeah. Lindsay?
Oh, so this term, signed, sealed, delivered. So this is, yeah, I think that's an old song from the 50s, yeah. probably, right? Or the 60s?
Yeah, I'm not sure when, but it's played a lot at weddings.
Is it? Oh, yes. Gosh. There are certain songs that are always played at weddings. I think half of them are just super cheesy.
yeah. But I like this one.
Yeah. So how would you use that in an actual sentence, Michelle?
Well, I mean, it's about something being real or official or done, right? Like it's signed, sealed, delivered. It's like, it's over. We did it. It's official. So you could say something like, okay, so I guess the car is all mine now. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Got it. And I guess in a wedding context, they might play that after, right. maybe when you're walking out of the ceremony, you've got the ring on the finger, rings on the fingers, and it's done. It's taken care of, right? So cool.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So signed, sealed, delivered. That's a good one. So Lindsay, should we put it all together in a role play?
Let's do it, Michelle. Let's do it. So here we are, roommates, and we're about to get the mail.
Yes.
Okay. Michelle, there's a special delivery for you at the front door.
Oh my goodness. A diamond watch. Wow. My mom is so thoughtful.
Seriously, she delivered.
Yeah, really. I guess I'll officially send her gift now. Signed, sealed, delivered.
I have to make sure I deliver on my promise to send my mom a good gift this year since I forgot last year.
Oh, don't forget, Lindsay.
Yeah. Wow. That's a generous mother you have.
Yeah,
there.
I know. Really? I haven't gotten any diamond watches.
Yeah. No. All right. So here we used a few of these, right? I said, Michelle, there's a special delivery for you at the front door. Maybe, for example, you got a text where you had to sign for it or something because it's a high value item.
Right. Does that ever happen to you? I don't know how it works with your apartment, but every once in a while I get to my apartment and there's something on the door that says like that they were there, but it needed to be signed for. And then you have to figure out how to get it. Oh,
yeah. Sometimes you have to go down to the post office or arrange a time for them to come again. It does happen sometimes, but I tend not to get super high value items by mail.
No, it's not even for a high value. I remember once it was literally... we didn't know what it was.
Oh,
like
weird.
We had no idea what it was, and then I had to find a special time to go to the post office, and once they didn't have it, and it was sent back, and I still didn't know what it was. It was like some trash, some just like junk mail.
What? That's bizarre. That's weird.
So,
huh.
Yeah, that's like the worst. So whenever I see those notices on my my building door, I'm like, no.
You have to beware. Yeah. All
exactly.
Right. Interesting.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And then you said, so special delivery. And then my mom gave me this amazing gift. And you said, seriously, she delivered, right? So
yeah,
she did a good job.
That's fun. So that's kind of playing around with language and saying, wow, that's an amazing gift. She really delivered. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then what did I say?
And then you said, I guess I'll officially send her gift now, signed, sealed, delivered. So that's just kind of fun. You're just playing around, kind of quoting that song a little bit, just having fun with that. Yeah,
exactly. And yeah, it's amazing. I hope I would send my mom a good gift after that for sure. And then you said, I have to make sure I deliver on my promise to send my mom a good this year since I forgot last year. So, right. So to do what needs to be done. What do you have to do? Deliver on your promise.
Exactly. So important. So important to do what we say we're going to do, right? So that people will trust us.
Exactly.
That is so important. Yeah, I love it. So what's the takeaway for today, Michelle? This is great.
Yeah, well, I mean, today we talked about, you know, idioms, expressions with the word delivery or deliver, right? Mm-hmm. These are really useful. But we also talked about, you know, things getting delivered within our culture, especially nowadays, and what we use, what we don't use, and, you know, how our lives have been impacted by delivery in the past 2 years.
I know. It'd be interesting, guys, if you want to come back to our blog and come back to episode 1536 and just let us know, you know, how have your delivery patterns changed for the pandemic, right? Are you getting your groceries delivered or what are you doing now at home? I'd be interested to know. Yeah.
Me too. Well, oh my gosh. This was a lot of fun, Lindsay. And guys, remember, go to allearsenglish.com/android and find out when you will get a special delivery of a new app.
Exactly. Get on the exclusive list, guys. That is the list that we will email when the Android app is available. The very first list to hear will be that list. So you want to be on that one. Okay. allearsenglish.com/android. Good All stuff, right, Michelle.
This was All fun. Right. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.